Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, seriously researched, hard-hitting history podcast told through entertaining stories. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A couple of Pirate singles. There's a line drive to right, and Cruz sends this one out of here so quickly, you would never believe it. It's an incredible feat of human strength.
I'm surprised one of those trees isn't lying in the river.
That is the hardest hit ball in known Major League history. We've never seen it, as far as we know.
I'm serious. I'm surprised there's a tree not lying in the river out there. If that would have hit one of them trees, it would have tore it right out by the roots.
122.9 off the bat.
I am very glad that O'Neill Cruz did not hit a tree, because in the horrendous storm that we had a couple of weeks ago, the walnut tree in my front yard blew down and luckily did not hit anything. By the grace of God, we were fine. But I'm very concerned that if O'Neill Cruz on that home run ball hit a tree, the tree might have seen the same fate as the 100-mile-an-hour winds did for the tree in my front yard. Austin Bechtold with you, Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. I'm in for my guys Pony and Muller. Donnie is also off. Logan Arblaster producing behind the glass. Logan, happy Memorial Day to you.
Happy Memorial Day, Austin. Let's do this thing.
O'Neill Cruz is getting it done so far this year. Yes, you can complain about the low batting average. The defense is still not where you necessarily want it to be for a center fielder. But he's starting to get there defensively. More importantly, though, O'Neill Cruz, as the most talented offensive player on this team, the most talented player on this team outside of Paul Skeens, strictly talking about just a position player, guy that plays every day. It's O'Neill Cruz. Then there's a gap. Brian Reynolds, huge gap to everyone else. Yes, he's hitting 236, but O'Neill Cruz, as you heard, 122.9. The hardest hit ball in the StatCast era, which has gone on 10-plus years now. I'm sure there were balls maybe hit harder by Barry Bonds and others years ago. Maybe reaching that level. But O'Neill Cruz, if you look at the StatCast charts, easy for me to say, his name is at the very top of it in multiple different categories. 23 RBIs on the year, 18 steals. O'Neill Cruz, 11 home runs on the season. He's over a one war player already. Is on his way to a 30-30 season as we approach the end of May. He has reached a point with an OPS of 853 where he is not becoming a star. He is there at star value. O'Neill Cruz at 26 is the Pirates' star outside of Paul Skeens. Now, there are some concerning areas. Baseball Savant's a really good... See, I think we get very critical of Ben Cherington for a lot of good reasons when it comes to digging into the analytics as gospel. We follow the value of this stat. We look too much at X WOBA and X batting average and all this other stuff that you just pull out of a lab and you try to claim it as, well, this number is telling us this, so this is definitely going to change for Tommy Pham, for instance. O'Neill Cruz, in terms of base running value, on a 1 to 99 percentile, where 99th percentile, well, 100 percentile is the best. Typically, you get to about 99, 98 if you're really, really good. If you get to the 100 percentile, you're the best in all of baseball. O'Neill Cruz average exit velocity, 100 percentile, 97. He's averaging 97 miles an hour off the bat, average exit velocity. Barrel percentage, he's the best in all of baseball. Hard hit percentage, he's the best in all of baseball. Bat speed, 100 percentile, he's the best in all of baseball. His walk percentage is actually 97th. So again, I don't want paralysis by analysis with some of these numbers. Sprint speed at 80%. His arm strength fielding-wise, best in all of baseball. Because his range is still not great, and his whiff percentage, 5%, one of the worst in all of baseball. strikeout percentage, fourth percentile, one of the worst in all of baseball. But when you look at this chart where red is good, blue is bad, O'Neal Cruz is redder than the American flag in a lot of these numbers. Like, if you're looking just red, white, and blue, going Memorial Day themed, there's a little bit of blue, a lot of red, which means good for O'Neal Cruz offensively. Again, 11 homers, 18 steals, 236 average. I'm very curious what you could potentially look at for an O'Neal Cruz extension. Because, look, how hard you hit the ball, like, it matters to a degree. You don't want to look at it and say, oh my gosh, he hits it harder than everyone else. That means we definitely need to sign him to a long-term extension. But I am very curious what an O'Neal Cruz extension would look like. Because, look, hitting the ball hard is one thing. How do you produce with runners on base? How do you produce in the clutch moments? You can hit it hard, but are you hitting it at people? And how often are you hitting the ball hard? You might hit it very hard, but how often is that happening? Are you hitting the ball hard like once every 20 at-bats, every 25 at-bats? A good parting gift from Ben Cherington before he's ultimately on his way out, because it would not surprise me at all if Cherington does not return after this year, would be an O'Neal Cruz extension. Now, I kicked this around a little bit on Bucko Talk on Saturday, talking to Noah Hyles. And we discussed basically, Noah thinks that he is definitely Cruz a $200 million player over the course of the deal. I think maybe you can get around 150, 160, depending on how you structure the contract. But Noah said 8 years, $200 million when we discussed it on Bucko Talk. So it got me thinking, who are some other players that were in this range? So Brandon Nimmo, 2 years ago of the Mets, 8 years, $162 million. Could you potentially get that on an O'Neal Cruz deal? $162 million over 8 years. That would be the equivalent of about over $20 million a season. I would imagine that Cruz's representatives would want more, because O'Neal Cruz is on the path right now. He has 3 years remaining after this. They'll all be arbitration years. So 26, 27, 28. You have him for 3 years of control, but it is arbitration eligibility. So O'Neal Cruz is going to be getting more and more and more and more expensive for you. And soon, I imagine, that dreaded conversation will be had. So when does O'Neal Cruz hit the trade market? When do they start fielding calls for this guy? I found it fascinating that last year, three players had a 30-30 season. Shohei Ohtani, Jose Ramirez, and Bobby Witt. What do they all have in common? Shohei Ohtani, MVP. Jose Ramirez, one of the best players in all of baseball. He's twice been a 30-30 player. Bobby Witt, if it wasn't for some guy named Aaron Judge, would have been the MVP in all of baseball last year for Kansas City, was the runner-up. And I could have made the argument that Bobby Witt truly could have been the MVP in the American League. Do I think the Pirates will offer him a contract anywhere close to $200 million? No. No, I don't. It's just not in how they operate. It's not in the owner's DNA to hand out that type of money. It was a surprise to many that they even gave Brian Reynolds $107 million. But if we can live in a realistic society, none of us truly believe that this is something that they would actually do, right? Let's be a little bit unrealistic for a moment. If you were operating this franchise, if you were putting pen to paper, because batting average, as much as I might value it, I think batting average is still important. Like, I want to see O'Neal Cruz at around 260, 270. Batting average is not nearly as valued as much as it once used to be, where now it's about how hard you hit the ball, how do you do with runners in scoring position. O'Neal Cruz's OPS is already 80 points higher than it was last year. His slugging way up, close to 500. Those are the numbers that teams look at. And you would think Ben Cherington, the analytical wizard that he claims to be with all these numbers and stats and the underlying numbers that are supposed to matter to them, would see this and say, yeah, maybe one thing that I should do before I'm out of here, if I ultimately am, is to lock this guy up. They did it with Reynolds. They did it with Hayes, maybe prematurely with Hayes. And Reynolds has been struggling. It might be too late for an O'Neill Cruz potential contract extension. It probably is too late. Your thoughts, 412-928-9370. Would you do it? What would your number be? Do you even think it's in the realistic realm of possibility that the owner would fork up enough money to sign this guy? Like, I could see the Nimmo deal potentially. I don't think it will happen because I don't think that this franchise...
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, seriously researched, hard-hitting history podcast told through entertaining stories. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is going to hand out that type of money for 8 years and 162, where it was a similar deal with Reynolds, 8 years, 7, 8 years, 107. I don't see them doing it. Do you? And do you want to see it? Jackson Merrill got 9 years, 165. Brian Reynolds currently right now is the 13th highest paid outfielder in terms of total money. The Pirates could do a deal similar to Nimmo if they open up their pockets. I just frankly don't think that they will. 412-928-9370. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Also, the fan hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. We will talk to Dan Zangrilli on the fan hotline coming up in just about 20 minutes. Nick Faribault will join us for a full hour beginning at 3:30. Austin Bechtold with you, your friend City Limits, in for Pony and Mueller. Logan is a headline, and we're right back on the fan.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, seriously researched, hard-hitting history podcast told through entertaining stories. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.